First, the University of Wisconsin-Superior announced last fall that it would cut 24 majors and minors and one graduate program at the school. The move surprised students and faculty at UW-Superior and led to protests from students and claims from faculty that they were not consulted by the administration. Now, new emails show that UW-Superior provost may have violated the school's shared governance provision with that decision. Danielle Kading is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She's based in Superior. Danny, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
Well, give us an explanation of this concept here, shared governance, before we go into the details. What is it?
So shared governance is basically the idea that chancellors, along with faculty and staff, work together in setting things like designing curriculum and degree requirements, things like determining academic standards and establishing grading. They work together in order to identify areas that, you know, they might need to address so that they can basically build this all in a way that works for the institution.
And with this cancellation of 20-plus programs, what's the allegation here? What are people saying Provost did wrong when it comes to these shared governance rules?
Well, I guess what they're saying is that they ignored shared governance as they went about this decision. There are emails that the American Federation of Teachers in Wisconsin obtained through an open records request, and it basically shows the behind-the-scenes thinking and thought process as to how they were looking at programs and how they wanted to portray how they were going to suspend them. So they knew that they wanted to stop offering these programs after a certain period of time, but they weren't actively consulting with a faculty senate, and I don't believe they were also consulting with academic staff as well. So that's the problem that people here have on campus, is that these emails seem to show that they deliberately avoided talking with faculty and staff.
And it, if I recall correctly, there was one email, I think, to a UW system lawyer bringing this up, and the lawyer said, yeah, you're probably violating shared governance, right? And they didn't run with that? Do I have that right?
Yeah, so the provost, Jackie Weisenberger, reached out to UW system legal counsel the day before they made the announcement that they were suspending these 25 programs. And so they essentially reached out and said, hey, it was my impression that our chancellor could make that call without governance approval if we were not intending to issue layoffs or terminate faculty or instructional academic staff. So basically, they wanted to make sure that they were on solid footing legally before they announced to department chairs the next morning how they were going to go. So they basically wanted to say, do we have approval under state statutes to be able to make these decisions without faculty or staff approval? And they do. They do have, the chancellor does have the final say in what can happen. But in the statute, it says that the chancellors are supposed to be going about all of these things that I mentioned before, like designing curriculum, in consultation with faculty. So as the statutes read right now, that language suggests that they should be consulting as they go about these decision-making processes. So the teachers' union here on campus feels that those rules were violated.
Talking to Danielle Kading, WPR reporter in Superior, looking at UW-Superior, big cuts they made to programs there and accusations from faculty and staff that they weren't consulted and should have been consulted in the process. And Danny, I understand UW-Superior says, you know, there was an older process that kind of fit the bill here. What are they pointing toward?
An older process that fit the bill? Can you?
They had gone through, when they had done previous cuts, they'd kind of prioritized programs.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, they had gone through a process called program prioritization prior to making this decision. So they have said, the administration here on campus has said, that they did consult with faculty and staff all along in what programs may, need addressing and which ones should be removed from that list and kept and, you know, maybe invest a little bit more in. A couple of years ago, the former provost, Faith Hensrud, released a list of the 26 programs that were still under review, and 10 had been removed from that. So that meant that there were 16 programs that were still under review. So you go from 16 programs that were under review to 25 that were suspended. So I'm just doing the math here. It looks like there were 9 programs that came from somewhere else besides that consultation process with faculty and staff.
So faculty and staff are unhappy that, as they see it, shared governance didn't happen here. These new emails are out. They're pointing to that. Are they looking for anything to change now? Is there any thought that these programs would be uncut now?
I don't think there is hope that the programs will be removed from the suspension list. I think, as Deborah Augsburger, the faculty union president here on campus, put it, the horse is already out of the barn. To them, it speaks more to an issue of trust and respect between administration and faculty and staff on campus. It's been a very difficult several years for the university financially and with the loss of faculty and staff. People are just having a really hard time. This feels like one more blow.
And Danny, can you talk about the role that the campus, UW-Superior campus, plays in the Superior area? How important a part of the community is it?
Well, I mean, it's a very large employer here in the city of Superior. It's a very rural area. It's the only 4-year public university in northern Wisconsin. I believe the next closest 4-year public university would be either UW-Eau Claire or Stevens Point. So it's a pretty important part of northern Wisconsin. It serves a lot of underserved communities, and it has a lot of people who are low income that turn to this school. So it's a kind of a critical part of the community.
How about the students who are in these programs that were cut? Are they able to at least finish out their education under that the major
Yes.
they adopted?
Yeah, they are. They will be able to finish their degree. And then there's this 5-year window where these programs could be reinstated. So, you know, faculty and staff are continuing to work with administration, or at least that's what administration says. You know, Chancellor Renee Walker didn't return my request for an interview, but she said that faculty governments will be involved in exploring and identifying new programs or existing programs to invest in so that they can meet the needs of the region, and that she remains dedicated to the success of the institution and the students.
Danny, you mentioned budget problems, longer-term problems for UW-Superior. Is there a sense that, okay, after this latest round of cuts, they might be out of the woods?
Well, there's a $2.5 million deficit that remains here on campus. To my knowledge, that was the last number that was out there. And, you know, now with funding at the state level being tied to student success, I feel that they are making these decisions because there's more pressure financially on the institution to show that they're meeting these requirements, that they are getting people to degree as quick as they can and getting them into the workforce, because future funding might hinge on that.
Danny, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She's based in Superior. She joined us to talk about a UW-Superior decision to suspend 25 programs at the university. That's last year. And new questions about whether they followed UW system rules in the process.